Two Central Illinois artists currently have their work on view at the McLean County Arts Center in Bloomington. One looks back at the wild emotions of childhood. The other examines the fragile world around us and prompts us to take action to protect it. GLT's Laura Kennedy has more.
Rhea Edge combines art, activism, and environmental conservation in her latest exhibition, Memory and Loss. The paintings are on view in the Art Center's Brandt Gallery, a large, airy space that's appealing to Edge.
Part of it is that it's an opportunity to create an environment with daylight, hanging the paintings low, and bringing people into the world of the tropics. I was fortunate enough to visit Trinidad and be able to see the Caroni Swamp, where I studied the scarlet ibises coming in from Venezuela. So I have a great affection for scarlet ibises and this particular habitat, which was so lush and beautiful. This painting is featuring the habitat 10 years apart. So an earlier depiction and then the juveniles flying and flying free in this area here. Part of the same trip is leatherback sea turtle studies, and Dale Birkenholz and I went out at night and to a scene similar to this on Matura Beach.
Were they laying their eggs?
And they were laying their eggs. And they're between 500 and 800 pounds. And you can see that in this larger piece over here, which is just a wondrous living thing, where you see the carapace or the back of the turtle. Galapagos is another place where Dale and I traveled, and one of the birds that I really wanted to see as someone who's very interested in ornithology and bird conservation is the flightless cormorant. And we were able to see that cormorant and its short, stunted wings and watch it in its habitat in addition to many, many wonderful species. So the mission of my work is to present the power and the importance and significance of species and animals on planet Earth and our role in protecting and preserving the habitats for them.
You don't show locally very often. Do you find that with the conversation about climate change, and here we are just after three devastating hurricanes that have just hit this part of the world, there's a lot going on with regards to the environment. Do you find that now, more than ever, this kind of work needs to get out there?
I do. I especially do. And it's such a fantastic opportunity to show works and to show works on a large scale in this particular gallery, in this community that is so responsive and aware of social consciousness and some of these issues. But for me personally, it's extremely significant that we start to pay attention to our role in helping any way we can to preserve and protect the planet. And the subject of global warming, the subject of climate change, it doesn't matter whether it is man-made or whether it is a natural part of the process. We have done a lot as human beings to encroach on the habitats of animals and wildlife.
You can see a slideshow of photos from the exhibit at our website, wglt.org.